The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Halloween is just around the corner, so visit BubbleGenius.com and pick up their Bath-O-Lantern Pumpkin Shea Butter Soap. So good, you'll want to eat it. Their jack-o'-lantern soap is colored and scented with real pumpkin, with the added punch of clove essential oil to make it pumpkin pie-y. Shea butter makes it extra luxurious, only $6 at BubbleGenius.com. But if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Wait, I should be careful. Kyle's here, and I think he might work for the NSA. What the hell are you doing?
Kyle, if you wouldn't mind, this broadcast is for my shitter followers only.
What shitter?
Don't know if you've heard, but the government is actually able to monitor all our emails and Twitter accounts. With shitter, I don't even need a cell phone. My thoughts are sent directly to the internet and then to everyone else on shitter.
Wow.
Yes, now I can reach all my shitter followers and tell them where my rallies are without the government listening in.
You're okay with everything you think going up on the internet?
Yeah, because the government won't respect my privacy.
How many people are odd shitter?
Just two so far. Me and Alec Baldwin.
Get rocked in Rocktober,
O-I-P.
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 So get rocked in Rocktober, on 4IP.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today!
Obamacare.
Hate slaw.
Strangled, unleashed,
booming.
Reagan.
It is Thursday, Rocktober 1, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right over there.
Hey there.
Hi. Brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. You can get all your Rocktober soaps at BubbleGenius.com. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you're getting sued in Rocktober, make sure to go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez and get free legal advice from Charles Bowen. Or you could just, you know, when you write to Charles Bowen, you can just shout at him like this.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today!
Obamacare.
Hate slaw.
Strangled,
unleashed,
booming.
Reagan.
You know, it sounds like he says hate slaw in there. Like it's a side order. I'll have the six-piece chicken bucket with a side of hate slaw. Yummy. Love that hate slaw. All right. By the way, support our show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez if you really like what you're hearing right now, or maybe later in the show. Some point. Go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Contribute a small monthly amount, and then you get all kinds of extra show. Get the post-mortem show, you get the after party, you get a commercial-free, not safe for work, totally unbleeped version of this show.
That's a really f***ing good deal.
It's a f***ing great deal. Right? What do you think, Ted Cruz?
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today!
Obamacare.
Hate slaw.
Strangled,
unleashed,
booming.
Reagan.
Reagan.
No, angry. Newman.
Okay, so
angry is about Reagan.
I guess this has been happening today. This is the big breaking news of the day. There was another mass shooting. And, you know,
I love how we start the show just like any other.
Yeah.
And we you know, play little sound bites and just pretend that this is another day. Because it really is.
Yeah.
This is just another fucking day in America.
Really is.
Nothing is any different. Nothing.
This would be the 294th mass shooting in 274 days.
We will never do anything about this. We will never do anything about this.
13 people killed, as many as 20 wounded Thursday in a shooting at a small community college in Roseburg, Oregon.
We are not a civilized country anymore. We are not. We don't have the right to call ourselves civilized.
Nope. And you know what's going to happen this weekend?
Nothing.
Well, something is going to happen. Scores and scores of gun nuts going out and buying more AR-15s.
Right, because this is the time when Obama's finally going to take away the guns, which, of course, he's not going to do.
No, definitely not. But they're going to hoard guns anyway because they're looking for an excuse. Most of the time, it's an excuse for their teeny tiny little penises. So adorable. Their little teeny tiny penises. They're not going to make up for it. I mean, you can't have sex with an AR-15. I guess you could, potentially.
I personally would love to see someone have sex with an AR-15. I would love to see somebody take an AR, somebody who really loves guns, take that AR-15 and stick it up your ass. Well, let it f*** you.
See, exactly. But, you know, their penises are so small, they can probably fit them into the barrel. Which is what? How many millimeters wide is the barrel of an AR-15?
It's got to be. I have no doubt that there are people out there who could tell you specification by specification.
So there's got to be. I bet there's a video out there, and there already has to be one, of someone having sex with an AR-15. Just sticking their teeny tiny gun-loving wiener inside the tip of the AR-15. Then turning it around and sticking it up their butt. See, now we're already topping Wednesday's show. We're already leaps and bounds ahead of the curve as far as being completely tasteless and inappropriate. Our response to 13 people being killed in Oregon is to imagine gun lovers having sex with their AR-15s. That's the kind of content you get on this show. Please support us at patreon.com/BobandChez.
We need the money. Don't make us come and rob you with our guns.
Sheriff John Hanlon said at a press conference Thursday afternoon that officers had neutralized the shooter, who was male, 20-year-old male. That means he's dead now. During an exchange of gunfire in a campus building.
Wow, you mean a young white guy?
Yeah, a young white guy. Imagine that.
I'm f***ing shocked by that.
Umpqua Community College is the name of the place. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that correctly. Umpqua Community College? So, shooter's now dead. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said,
I believe that means the whale's vagina.
Christ, they've already got assigned seats for us in hell. I'll see you there. Several media reports on Thursday afternoon indicated that before opening fire, the gunman ordered students to onto the ground and asked them to identify their religion. Interesting.
Awesome.
According to an 18-year-old student who witnessed the shooting, New York Times cited the student's account of events in a post that was later taken down. Quote, today in Southern Oregon is not a good afternoon, Hanlon said. It's been a terrible day. This is a small community, the sheriff added. A lot of our friends and family attend this college. I personally know a number of people I work with that had very strong concerns about the welfare for loved ones going to school there.
It's just a bunch of people who went to school.
Yeah. I mean, here we go.
That's all it is. That's a bunch of that. That's how I felt after the Virginia Tech massacre.
Yeah.
It's like I'm sitting there at work at CNN and I'm just thinking to myself, these kids went to school. That's all they did.
Yep. That's all they did.
They did nothing. They did nothing wrong.
Nope.
They went to school and they met their death.
I mean, here's another picture. I'm looking at the Huffington Post right now. Another one of these pictures. Again, how many more of these are we going to have to see? Students being paraded out of school with their hands up.
Saw somebody answer that question, by the way, since I like that you brought it up. Mm-hmm. Because I already saw somebody, a friend of mine put something up on Facebook that asked, you know, how long are we going to tolerate this? You know, how long? And somebody answered them. Seriously, this was not a sarcastic answer. Mm-hmm. Somebody answered them and says, Second Amendment says always.
I mean, even the gun nuts like Dan Bedondi, you know, when you really corner them, they favor exceptions. And if you favor one exception, then therefore your shall not be infringed absolutism falls apart. It is no longer absolute because you yourself has made an exception. Good
Everybody
God.
Talks about freedom, these fucking assholes. They talk about their freedoms. They have to have their freedoms, their Second Amendment rights that are guaranteed. You know, what about the right to live?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, the
what
irony.
About the right to exist? Life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. The first of those is life. What about that? All those people who were killed today, they all had a right to live.
There were 20 more of these than there were days in the year this year so far. 294 mass shootings in 274 days. That's shootings that involved four or more victims. 294. And we can't do a goddamn thing about guns. You know why? Because, again, this is all well-worn territory. But I feel like we have a responsibility to pound it to death. You know, we don't do anything because the NRA owns Congress. The NRA owns the state legislatures, Republican and Democrat alike. Let's not lie. I mean, certainly more Republicans than Democrats. But there are plenty of Democrats who are in the pockets of the NRA. Either that or they're just being intimidated by the NRA. So it seems like they are, but they're ideologically probably not, but the NRA is muscling them. Say, well, we're going to give you a primary. You support that gun control legislation. We're going to primary challenge your ass, and then you're going to spend all your war chest during the primary. You're going to be bankrupt when you go into the general, and we're going to challenge you with this Tea Party wing nut.
It's been what, a month and a week since the Virginia, was it Virginia? Yeah, the Roanoke shooting.
Where? When? I forget them. They happen so often.
Yeah, exactly. You know? The shooting of the two TV news people.
Yeah.
Huh. It's been, that was August. That was August. Like I believe it was late August. I can't remember honestly, but yeah, it was August.
And there wasn't even a conversation about that with regards to maybe we should do something.
No, it's the same thing as always.
Yeah.
It's, but you know, it's people get upset the way they should. You know, just look to the sky in anguish and say, when the hell is this going to stop? Something has to be done. And immediately it turns into, you're politicizing this, gun-free zones, that's what kills people. And after a while, it's like, it's almost like something happens and it turns into, okay, this is not a drill, people, take your places.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
You guys get over there, you guys get over there. Okay, you know your parts by now. Let's do this. Let's make this work, people. And everybody and it always sounds exactly alike.
Yep.
Only the names of the victims and the shooters change.
That's right. And this is an issue, I think, that is eminently ready for some sort of compromise. You know, I mean, we don't have to be absolutist about it. We don't have to take all the guns or any sort of gun confiscation or any of the boogeyman ideas that people like Alex Jones kind of market in. But I just think basically, if you can expand background checks and improve the background check system, that makes huge inroads to preventing this sort of thing. Because it's usually these unstable people who shouldn't have firearms in the first place. And what we saw in Virginia is a guy shouldn't have owned a gun in the first place. He bought a gun, went through the background check system, and got off free and clear, was able to buy a firearm. Yeah, that shouldn't be happening. And I think even Republicans should be able to support the idea. Because, I mean, frankly, these make the Republicans look bad. Do you think they'd be in some sort of position to say, hey, you know what? We don't want to be on the side of these guys anymore, these shootings. You know, we don't want to be playing triage every time so there's a mass shooting and we're the guys who support the guns. Maybe we should compromise, do a little something that will prevent this sort of thing. But expecting that kind of rationality from the GOP anymore is insane. Is insane. We'd be insane to think that they would want to compromise on a goddamn thing, much less guns. Because, they'd be crucified by the NRA. Every Republican member of Congress, their testicles are in a jar on Wayne LaPierre's shelf. Wayne LaPierre goes down and says, Jason Chaffetz, I'm going to crush his balls today unless he does something for me.
And Jason Chaffetz has balls?
Well, they're really tiny. Really tiny. It's a very small jar. It's more like he keeps them in sort of a, more like a Petri dish. They can fit in a small Petri. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Said here, according to CNN.
But I mean, remember, every time you see one of these, you can always go back to the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah.
If 20 kids, if the murder of 26 and 7-year-olds didn't do it,
yep,
nothing will. Nothing will do it.
Or the televised shooting of two journalists.
Yeah.
In the United States. I mean, we're not talking about somewhere in Syria. In the effing United States, two journalists shot and killed in cold blood on live television. Mm-hmm. According to CNN, investigators also looking at social media postings they believe the shooter made. A source with knowledge to the investigation told CNN, the night before the attack, the shooter appears to have had a conversation with others online about his intentions, the source
said.
Wow.
Shocking.
Quote, we arrived to find multiple patients in multiple classrooms. Law enforcement was on the scene and had the shooter neutralized, as we said before. He said that two patients died while being transported to the hospital.
Well, I love that euphemism, by the way.
Yeah.
Neutralized.
Neutralized.
Let's say you fucking killed him.
They terminated him.
Yeah.
The shooting appears to have started in one building before the gunman moved to the school's science building. Jesus effing Christ. Those killed and wounded were found in at least two classrooms. Mercy Medical Center posted on Twitter that it had received, nine patients, with three more on the way. The extent of their injuries not known. Three victims arrived at Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center at Riverbend in Springfield, about 70 miles north of the shooting scene. Jeez. ATF agents were also on the scene, and K-9 teams are en route to search for explosive firearms, casings, and ammunition, the spokesman said. FBI was also en route. Yeah. And again, here, more pictures. More pictures of people who should otherwise be learning, in some cases, about science, and they're being paraded out, again, terrified. Parents being summoned to the school, not knowing whether their kids are alive or dead or wounded, not knowing what they're going to find. And this happens, well, so far this year, 294 times. We're damn close. 104 more, we can top 400, America. Good God. The way guns are sold in the wake of a shooting, you know, you think they'd at least have the decency to say, you know what, we gotta wait a couple of days. We're not going to sell you a bunch of guns right after this mass shooting, because I know we know what you're doing. Again, way too rational, way too respectful. They're loading up. You better believe that all of the gun shops, gun manufacturers, they're like opening up whole new doors and shipping them out, because there's going to be huge demand. Especially if Barack Obama says something in the next 24 hours. Already Josh Earnest, I believe, has commented from the White House press room. It's only a matter of time before Obama says something. And then as soon as Obama says something, it's going to be like, holy crap, we got to go buy us some guns.
Yeah. I mean, these are the same people who believe that the U.S. was going to take over Texas, mm-hmm. as if it didn't have Texas already.
Yeah. Well, they still believe that. They're still believing that. Because of course, Jade Helm 15 was just a precursor to get people conditioned to having military in the streets.
Right, that's it, exactly. And it was the Patriots, by the way. It was Patriots. The Patriot pushback that avoided the takeover.
Well, so there's that. Another day, another mass shooting. And we've reached record numbers, and there's still, you know, 3 months to go left in the year. We can do better, America. Listen to Wayne LaPierre. Go buy more guns, because they're absolutely keeping us safe. This is just business as usual in the United States. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back and dive into something that's less hopeless, I should say, right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the after party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at BobSeska.com. Let's do this thing.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. Really, really appreciate your support. Okay, coming up in a little bit in our first Rocktoberfest show. This guy who's next in line for Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. I mean, he's pretty much, at least at this point, at least as of yesterday, he was kind of a shoe-in for the gig. And now, in the last 24 hours, you really got to question whether or not he's got a chance in hell of ever getting elected to become Speaker of the House. Second in line for the presidency.
Are you talking about that something might prevent him from attaining that position because he's stupid?
That's exactly right. Yes, he is a big, dumb stupid.
Big, but wait, are you actually saying that in the Republican House that might prevent him from attaining some sort of power, from getting ahead?
I don't know.
The fact that he's fucking stupid?
He's really phenomenally stupid. I think that in and of itself might not prevent him, but the fact that he just blabbed the other day about Benghazi, we'll get to that in a second. That already the Republicans are like, what the hell's going on?
Don't give away our state secrets.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about Kevin McCarthy being a phenomenal idiot in a little bit here on the show. Chuck C. Johnson. Talked about Chuck C. Johnson in a while. Chuck C. Johnson.
Let's throw one more asshole on the pile in this show.
Chuck C. Johnson continues to keep it classy. Headline here, serial right-wing harasser and journalist, in quotes, publishes 14-year-old Ahmed Muhammad's phone number. The right-wing serial harasser and self-described journalist Chuck C. Johnson has outdone himself.
Give him a call. He'll make you a clock.
This time posting the alleged phone number of the 14-year-old child who recently made headlines for his arrest over a clock. Ahmed Muhammad is a ninth-grade student with a collection of awards for his love of invention, who was recently arrested for bringing to school a homemade clock to impress his engineering teacher. Johnson wrote, "Without further ado, here is Muhammad's phone number, which we obtained from his now-closed YouTube account." How the hell did he do that?
Because he's a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know?
And then he says here, he quotes, I guess, Muhammad's YouTube account. It says, "I will give you my phone number and you can subscribe to my video and contact me, okay?" And then he prints the phone number here. Comment from Ahmed, the clock boy, on his YouTube if you want to dox him, is what Chuck C. Johnson said. So here's a phone number if you want to dox a 14-year-old.
Yeah, you'll get some really good stuff out of that one. You'll find out he's a brony.
Right.
You know, he's really into My Little Pony.
Hack fraud Chuck C. Johnson beating up on children because he is so classy, as we've already established here on the show many, many times. Chuck C. Johnson has outed many people previously in stunts. He published the alleged name and incorrect photo of the UVA rape victim.
Right, Jackie, who turned out to be somebody completely different.
Published the address of two New York Times reporters. Published contact info of Ferguson-based reporters Julie Bozeman and Campbell Robertson.
Why has nobody sued him into submission? I mean, just absolutely pummeled him.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really goddamn good question. Because, I mean, what this does is this actually gives license to any wingnut to go on and harass this kid.
Right. And you know what the sad thing is? The sad thing is that he will try to hide behind freedom of the press. He'll try to hide behind his First Amendment rights. He'll try to say that he's a journalist. He's already calls himself that. And he's just not.
No.
And that's the problem. That goes back to the thing that you and I have talked about so many times, that any idiot can now call him or herself a journalist.
That's right. And I don't know
why. Because you have access to the internet and can speak to a bunch of people that you, as of, 10, 15 years ago, couldn't. Somehow that has elevated you from carnival barking asshole standing on a street corner to journalist.
Yeah. It says here, the headline of his article at gotnews.com, "Breaking, here is Ahmed's phone number so you can ask him questions the media won't." See, now, and then what he writes here is not even, it's not journalism. It's not, he's not reporting
of
anything.
Course
he's just
it's
saying,
not. Here's his phone number.
Here's his phone number. Go dox him. Jesus. But this guy, for God's sake, again, a child. This is what, you know what, and it's not just Chuck C. Johnson. It's, the Republicans just love to go after non-combatants.
Right.
People
yeah,
who
you've talked about that many times.
Yeah.
To great effect.
They just, for some reason, and again, we've talked about this with regards to Jesse Waters most recently, they just love punching down. Mm-hmm. In this case, they're like, this guy's going after a 14-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. They did it to Trayvon Martin after Trayvon Martin was dead. They went after a dead child. Just one thing after another.
I'm sure somebody must have doxed Chuck Johnson at some point. Nobody pointed out where he lives, what his phone number is?
Yeah,
that'd be a great idea.
Why hasn't anyone done that yet? I mean, that's got to be in the works.
Somebody absolutely should.
What if we do a GoFundMe for that?
Sure. somebody get me Chuck C. Johnson's home phone number and his address.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll publish it. Yeah. I mean, we won't publish it. The difference is we won't publish it under the guise of being journalists.
We'll do it under no guise at all. We're just pricks.
Exactly.
It's total fucking revenge. It's justice.
Yeah, exactly. It's complete revenge.
It is justice.
It's vindictiveness.
Yeah.
We're not going to candy coat it.
Yeah, because a colossal prick who deserves it will get what's coming to him.
Because we hate this guy. Yeah, I mean, like Glenn Beck once outed an Islamic private school in Northern Virginia, just claiming without evidence whatsoever that they were indoctrinating kids to become terrorists, thus making children, again, a target for every anti-Muslim wingnut waiting in the wings with their fucking AR-15s. Fortunately, nothing happened there. Of course, we've heard Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh making fun of the Obama children. Michelle Malkin went and stalked Graham Frost, little 12-year-old kid, an accident survivor, because he appeared in an S-Chip commercial. By the way, S-CHIP, a legislation that George W. Bush signed.
Because that's the thing now.
Yeah.
That is. Once you've taken sides against them, they are, to some extent, this will sound a little bit heavy-handed, but really it's not. They're terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Their job, what they do, is convince you not to talk.
Yep.
You know what? Oh, what? You know what? You're going to speak out publicly? You know, you're gonna sit before Congress and you're going to speak out about gun violence or something like that? We're going to go after you as a way to silence the next person.
That's
so
right.
So the next person says it's just not worth it. It is. I'm not going to open myself up to those kind of attacks by these people.
WorldNet Daily attacked a high school play. Anti-choice activists targeted the child of a landlord who rents space to a women's clinic.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh attacked a 13-year-old boy, called him a Nazi stormtrooper. The entire right-wing media attacked 11-year-old Marcellus Owens after he attended the Affordable Care Act signing ceremony.
Yeah, these people
that?
Are fucking monsters.
I mean, remember what they did to Chelsea Clinton for 8 years, for God's sake? This poor girl.
And that was before social media.
Yeah.
Before it was really easy.
Got it. And then Jesse Waters went after homeless veterans. He went after the director of Ohio Department of Jobs and Family Services. He went after a member of the Unitarian Universalist Church. He went after Reverend Michael Flager, a Catholic priest. He went after Dr. George Garcia of the Boulder High School superintendent. He went after Bud Jenkins of the Boulder High School also. Dr. Helene Jones. He went after an attorney for George Tiller. This was, of course, before George Tiller was assassinated. Yeah, this is what they do. They just like go after non-combat people who don't have any training in media, aren't part of the broader debate in politics or on cable
news.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. Their big crime is that they've stood against a partisan belief that these people have.
That's right. Meanwhile, there was a...
You step onto the battlefield without even realizing you're stepping onto a battlefield, and that's it, man. You're fair game.
Meanwhile, there was another terrorist attack against a Planned Parenthood clinic. I guess since we're talking about lots of good news, we'll cover that after a break. Back with more show right after this.
I always wanted to be an internet journalist, but I kept failing. Then I learned how to abandon my integrity and sense of good judgment. And now I'm a real internet journalist. Thanks to the Chuck C. Johnson School of Hack Fraud Journalism!
That's right. At the Chuck C. Johnson School of Hack Fraud Journalism, you'll attend a series of informative courses based on the hack fraud journalism techniques perfected by hack fraud conservative blogger Chuck C. Johnson.
The Chuck C. Johnson School of Hack Fraud Journalism taught me how to publicly expose the names of rape victims.
I used to be a thoughtful writer who cared about accuracy. After attending the Chuck C. Johnson School of Hack Fraud Journalism, I'm a reckless a-hole.
Accuracy in the mouth.
Enroll today and begin attending one of our many hack fraud journalism courses, such as The Facts 101, It's Good to Be Wrong All the Time. How to Get Your Readers to Pay You to Do Your Reporting for You. Doxing the Innocent. Slut-shaming the innocent. Race-baiting and gay-shaming is totally newsworthy. When in doubt, sue everyone. Chuck C. Johnson is a and so can you. Blurting stupid shit on Twitter. Clickbait is the only thing. Bio 10. You know what's funny? Toxic Shock Syndrome. Disruption Junction. And Toilet Habits 100. Go ahead and shit on that floor.
I all over the fucking floor, just like Chuck C. Johnson.
I'm shitting on the floor right now.
Tomorrow, I'm suing littlegreenfootballs.com for saying mean things about me on Twitter.
I'm suing a dead baby for libel. And is grieving inconsolable parents.
Right you are. Enroll today at the Chuck C. Johnson School of Hack Fraud Journalism. And for 10 easy tuition payments of $400,000, you too can learn from the master of hack fraud journalism, Chuck C. Johnson. Call 1-800-HACK-FRAUD and leave off the last D for dickhead. Hack Fraud Chuck C. Johnson is not to be confused with good guy blogger Charleston.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yes, and the second half of the show today is brought to you by the BobSuska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSuska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show. Plus, you get to go shopping, and that's lots of fun. Christmas is just around the corner, believe it or not. It's a few months away.
Is it?
It's like to mention that. Yeah, it's October now. So it's like October, right. Like a month and a half, it'll be like Thanksgiving. A month and 20 days or so.
How lovely.
And you know what happens as soon as Thanksgiving rolls around? All the jingles come rolling out of the show.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
All right. So there was a second, since these videos, these Center for Medical Progress videos have been released, there was a second terrorist attack on a Planned Parenthood facility. This time it was in Thousand Oaks, down in Ventura County, California. And this one was very similar to the first one. They caught it more quickly, so it didn't burn out of control. But evidently in this one, someone bashed through a window and then just dumped a bunch of gasoline into the inside of the facility and then lit it on fire. It was last night about 11:30, Wednesday night about 11:30 p.m. So, again, what are we calling this? Well, not much of anything. Just another headline buried deep within the B section of the newspaper. When, of course, it was an Islamic guy and it had been a federal office building, then, of course, all the cable news channels would be... No, they'd actually be confused right now because they wouldn't know whether to cover the Oregon shooting or the terrorist attack. But I assure you it would be more the shooting, not the terrorist attack. Second one. The previous one happened in Washington State, in Pullman, Washington. And that place, that Planned Parenthood was devastated. I mean, my thing here is, at some point, we got to start holding accountable the Republicans and the members of the conservative entertainment complex who have, like, systematically legitimized these videos and treated them as if they're real. Because clearly the videos are inciting these attacks. Because we didn't see any attacks on Planned Parenthood facilities, or very few, in the years prior to the release of these videos. Now these videos are out. And they're congressional hearings. So, oh, they must be legit. Okay, well, F the Planned Parenthood, let's go bomb them. Let's go firebomb them. That's what these things are. It's absolutely terrorism. But for some reason, if it's a Planned Parenthood facility in which most of the patients are women, well, nah, not really a story. But if it's scary terrorists, you know, Islamic terrorists attacking a federal office building or someplace overseas, then it's breaking news all across the board. This, nah, not such a big deal. Not such a big deal. When we know pretty much for a fact, I mean, it's safe to assume that whoever attacked these facilities, like 2 and 2 months, it's October 1st. If you couple October 1st in with September, it's 2 and 1 month because the previous one was about halfway through September. But now we have a couple. Well, I guess you could make that 2 and 2 weeks, 2 and 3 weeks, if you really want to get specific about it. It's at some point, we're going to have to start asking people like Mike Huckabee or Carly Fiorina or Jason Chaffetz what the hell your problem is. Why are you doing this? There is no legitimacy whatsoever to these videos. They are frauds. 7 states have found 0 wrongdoing. I mean, no wrongdoing whatsoever, including, you know, allegedly selling fetus body parts on some sort of underground black market. That's not going on. Nothing else is going on illegal at Planned Parenthood. Nothing. 7 states. And Health and Human Services did their own study. Nothing wrong going on. But then we got this dog and pony show in Congress where it's just an opportunity to grandstand and legitimize videos that are inciting people to commit acts of terror against Planned Parenthood clinics. And it's just going to keep happening because, of course, we won't do anything about that either. It's like pretty much hopeless. Pretty much hopeless. So that's that.
That's the name of the show today, by the way.
Pretty much hopeless. Thank you.
Pretty much hopeless.
That'll be a good one. Speaking of Planned Parenthood, Mike Huckabee actually went there, compared Planned Parenthood to, yes, you guessed it, Benghazi.
Yeah, because everything eventually, if you're Republican, everything eventually ends up at Benghazi.
It's all about Benghazi.
Yeah, Benghazi is like the Kevin Bacon of scandals for them.
Yeah.
You can always tie it, you can tie anything back to it.
Well, it's just, it's lost all meaning now. I mean, there's no, I mean, you even forget that Benghazi is a place in Libya, it's a town. You know, but you say Benghazi, and it's just...
It's a state of mind now.
It's a state of mind, right. It's just one of these shibboleths that if you say Benghazi, then immediately everyone gets outraged and starts pumping their fists and rending their garments. Oh, Benghazi, yeah, Benghazi. Well, what exactly has been proved by all of these investigations in the Republican Congress? Nothing. Nothing.
Yep.
They get nothing. They've gone nowhere. Mike Huckabee tweets out, God, #Planned Parenthood isn't a quote-unquote healthcare provider, any more than Benghazi was a quote-unquote spontaneous protest. So that makes no sense in any way, shape, or form. Because there's, first of all, there's no relationship between the two things. Second of all, yes, the early intelligence from the CIA, not from the Obama administration, thought it was a spontaneous protest. That was the information that the CIA gave the Obama administration. Okay, that, let's put that aside. Planned Parenthood is empirically and objectively a healthcare provider.
Right.
97.
No, they're not, man. They carve babies out of people's stomachs.
That's right. With scissors.
Yeah. They vacuum babies out.
That's right.
They're killed. They're part of the baby Holocaust.
And I'm.
Just, and this, by the way, the reason that we have all the shootings that we do is it's not just exercising your right to bear arms, which is kind of awesome, but it's also because you know, on the bad side, it's because we have defiled Jesus by killing babies.
That's right. Yeah.
Jesus is angry. Jesus is angry at us. This is what we believe in the year 2015.
Exactly. And it's only a matter of time before that mass shooting is going to be blamed on abortion.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It already has.
I
guarantee you, please, Jesus. By all means, somebody out there in the audience, Google this. I promise you, somebody has said, some like TV preaching asshole has said that you know, has blamed shootings on our, whatever the hell it is, on our not, you know, not worshiping God enough.
Yeah.
And killing babies and letting gays get married and all that crap.
I mean, how is it even possible? I mean, there are actually people who follow Mike Huckabee, who are fans of Mike Huckabee, or maybe not even fans of Mike Huckabee, who just saw this and went, yeah, you know what? Planned Parenthood's not a healthcare provider.
Right.
But of course it is. Even the abortion services qualify as healthcare providing. 100% of what Planned Parenthood does is in healthcare. Only 3% are abortion services, and even that 3% is healthcare.
Right.
No matter what you want to say about abortion, good, evil, in between, whether you're pro-life, pro-choice, blah, 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 abortion is a form of healthcare. It involves doctors and medical procedures. It is legal. Women can choose to have this done, for the most part, in states that haven't been commandeered by misogynistic asshole Republicans.
Right.
But it is still legal, for the most part, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned. So, but that doesn't matter. It's as much of a healthcare provider as Benghazi was a spontaneous protest. I mean, you just how simplified that is.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's all it is it's just words now.
Yeah.
It's words without meaning. It's meaningless shibboleths. That's that's all that anybody has anymore.
Yeah. It's basically, you know what? Just like Ted Cruz said.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hate law, strangles, unleash, booming, Reagan.
That summarizes the entire Republican Party right
it's,
now.
It's like it's Beavis and Butthead words, you know, reading something. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of meaningless jargon.
Yeah. It's like following a pickup truck around in Alabama and seeing all the bumper stickers on the back. Yeah,
exactly.
So you're just reading bumper stickers.
Yeah. But, the Republican conservative politics today is sort of the opposite of what's going on college campuses. Because on college campuses, we know they have all this sort of identity politics, ultra liberal shit that means absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, microaggressions, mansplaining, all of that kind of thing. And it's just neologisms, and they're crap neologisms.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same thing on the flip side for Republicans. Republicans just have a bunch of shibboleths.
Yeah.
And they communicate using only those.
It's just a
Benghazi. Benghazi. Oh my God, who could, you know. Gays. Gays. Oh, gays. You know, shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Yeah. Totally on board with that. Let's see.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare. Hate law. Strangles, unleash, booming, Reagan.
I'm totally against hate law.
Right. And the only response is ditto. There's your word. Ditto.
Ditto. Exactly.
Mega dittos.
Mega dittos. That's right. Mega dittos on your hate law. Love that hate law. All right, we're going to take one last break, and we're going to have a little bit of fun at the expense of
the would-be Speaker of the House right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I think we have a new idiot. There's a new idiot on the block. And his name is Kevin McCarthy. What do you do? I mean, this is Palin-esque. This is Bedondi-ish. Did I say Bedondi? Bedondi-ish. Credit where credit is due. Rachel Maddow discovered these clips last night on the Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC. And we'll get to that in a second. But, of course, this guy, Kevin McCarthy, is next in line to be Speaker of the House. He's sort of the assumed heir apparent to John Boehner, stepping up to that role. And he would be the most inexperienced Speaker of the House in the history of the United States. That's a fact. He served less time than any Speaker of the House in the history of the United States. And it shows. First, before we get to the fun clips of Kevin McCarthy sounding like a nonsensical moron, he actually just completely screwed over the rest of the Republicans with regards to the whole Benghazi thing. Benghazi! Reagan hates law. Hates law. I don't know that he said. Does he? It really sounds like he says hates law. Just play this one more time.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare. Hates law. Strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan.
Hey, it's hates law. I'm just going with hates law. So McCarthy on on Fox News' Sean Hannity program, he said, everybody thought Hillary Clinton...
Beef smoking hates law. That's what we need.
Yeah, it's very much like that. It's got the same.
We can have a whole barbecue with.
Hey, pound a pound beast mode monster in your face, one ass kicking maniac.
Okay, so this guy says Kevin McCarthy is on Hannity and said everybody thought Hillary Clinton was unbeatable, right? But we put together a Benghazi special committee, a select committee. What are her numbers today? Her numbers are dropping. Why? Because she's untrustable. But no one would have known any of that had happened had we not fought. Well, that's... So it's very clear that these Benghazi hearings have been taking place simply because Hillary Clinton is running for president.
Right. And I think that hearing about that, I think that that's another one of those sort of like little ticks that made me really, really angry that Hillary is sort of suffering in the polls.
Yeah.
Because... people who are not trusting Hillary, and I get it. You know, Hillary's got the whole Clinton shroud over her.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know what? They're sort of political monsters, and I understand that. But the fact is, she was the one most likely to really whip the Republicans hard. Really whip them. And do you think they give a shit about Bernie Sanders? They haven't really gone after him, even though he's doing well. The one that they're most concerned about, they've always been most concerned about, is Hillary. And people who are turning from Hillary because of the crap that the Republicans are doing to her just infuriates me.
Right.
It yep. eats me up because all I'm thinking is like you're doing exactly what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving up on this person who, quite frankly, is the biggest threat to them.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
They want you to turn away from Hillary.
Well,
because Hillary is, say what you will, Hillary is a major threat.
Yeah.
If Hillary gets her shit together and can rebound from this, she can still win and she can pummel them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I have no doubt that she's going to get the nomination at this point. Look, I mean, the fact of the matter is that she might be behind in Iowa and New Hampshire, but Iowa and New Hampshire have been super pinpointed by Sanders. There's no way she's going to win South Carolina in a landslide against Bernie Sanders. She has got the Super Tuesday. They're calling it the Super Tuesday firewall. So she, Hillary Clinton will. And I hate making predictions like this because, frankly, we're so far out. But from where I'm sitting right now, from the numbers I'm looking at, Hillary Clinton will pretty much seal up the nomination by Super Tuesday. Hmm. I mean, unless there is some sort of awful, some sort of horrendous scandal that comes along. This is the candidate who's going to win in 2016. Should she get the nomination? It's no longer time. It's no longer the place to play grab ass with elections and idealism. We need to get someone in there who's going to win and make sure the Republicans don't overturn Obamacare, make sure the Republicans don't get to nominate more Supreme Court justices that will overturn reproductive rights, all these things across the board. It's we just can the way the Republicans are set up now, we just can't play grab ass again.
Yeah, we're in.
Just I mean, not do it.
Yeah, exactly. More so than, I mean, genuinely more so than ever before.
Yep.
The bottom line is you need somebody who will win, who will win. I don't care about your pie in the sky notions of, oh, my God, you know what? I want every single thing that I want and I want it right now. F*** you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The way the Republicans are at the moment, you cannot let them win. You cannot even give them a chance of winning.
Yeah.
Look at who their fucking main guy is.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, Jesus.
Yep. The Democrats stick together. Democrats can win. First of all, we're being fed this moron on a silver platter, this guy Kevin McCarthy, as Speaker of the House. Again, second in line behind Joe Biden for President of the United States, line of succession. All right. This guy is a flaming moron. This would be like Sarah Palin becoming the Speaker of the House. Well, maybe not quite that bad. But let's just say Dan Bondi is writing Kevin McCarthy's speeches. Right when it was like the first weekday after John Boehner announced his resignation, Kevin McCarthy on Monday was thrust out in the limelight to deliver a foreign policy address. And it was an effing disaster. Hilariously so. Here's the first clip of Kevin McCarthy basically reading a speech that was written by Dan Bondi.
It defies belief that the president would allow the ban on Iranian oil exports to be lifted and also stand by a Russia blackmails an entire continent, all the while keeping the place of the band on America.
Keeping of the place of the band of America.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
It's like, listen, there's more. I almost feel like I was watching this last night on Rachel Maddow and I'm going, he's having a stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something clearly wrong with him. Here's Kevin McCarthy talking about heroes.
And those who return home are being disrespected by the VA. They can't keep the simple promise to all of our heroes to the need when they need it most.
To all of our heroes to the need,
when they need it most. I have an excuse for f***ing up when I speak. I did a lot of drugs in my 20s. What's his excuse?
Well, and we're doing this. We're not reading any, contrary to what Dan Bondi thinks, we're not reading a script. I mean, if we did, the show would be way better than it is. We're just yanking this stuff out of our ass.
We should do that from now on. We should do an entirely scripted show.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be really funny. Actually, it wouldn't be very funny at all. It would sound terrible. Here's Kevin McCarthy talking about the the war of Islam.
We must engage this war of radical Islam if our life depended on it, because it does.
We must engage this war of Islam if our life depended on it, because it does. This is a guy reading a speech that's been prepared for him. So either he can't read, or he's got the world's worst speechwriter. Here's Kevin McCarthy talking about Iraq and Syria.
This safe zone would create a stem of flow of refugees.
A stem of flow of refugees. This safe zone would create a stem of flow of refugees, he just said.
He got a BS in marketing.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
From California, from Bakersfield. From Bakersfield.
It continues.
Unlike during the surge in Iraq, when Petraeus and Crocker had an effective, politically strategy,
an effective politically strategy.
Awesome. Another fucking moron who can't talk. Strategery.
Strategery.
Scrumptrolescence.
This guy is being championed by the Republican Party to become second in line for the presidency, to become Speaker of the House. He is going to sit on the dais above the president when the president delivers the State of the Union address. Kevin McCarthy, politically strategy.
To match the military strategy. We have
the politically strategy to match the military strategy.
And I love how he's talking very, very slowly. As if he's got the little Homer Simpson in his head going, don't screw up, don't screw up, don't screw up.
Still more.
Isolated Israel while bolding places like Iran.
While bolding places like Iran. He said while bolding places like Iran.
That's a very nice town in Colorado.
By the way, this has not been edited. This is him actually speaking. This hasn't been touched. While bolding Iran, he said.
The absence of leadership over the past 6 years has had a horrific consequences.
Has had a horrific consequences.
It's like George Bush come back.
George Bush was better than this.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Jesus.
I mean, this is, what the f*** happened? You know, I wrote a whole piece for Banter today where I basically said, I'm like, America is genuinely the stupidest country on earth right now. And it was pegged off of our opinions of global warming, global climate change, the thing that we talked about on Tuesday with what Rush Limbaugh said, and the Jonathan Chait piece that I might have mentioned on Tuesday. I can't remember because, again, I did drugs in the 20s, where he, in the 20s, in my 20s. In the there 20s. You go. Thank you. I'm now suddenly Kevin McCarthy. but no, Chait wrote this great piece where he basically wrote about the fact that the Republican Party is the only group of conservatives anywhere in the civilized world, you know, the democratized world that doesn't believe in climate change. And I wrote a whole thing and I'm like, this is, when did we get like this? When did we get to this place where we vilify being smart?
Yeah.
Why are the Republicans like this? And this guy just strikes me as another fucking example of that. Another guy who, you know what? You want to go have a beer with him. But he's not a Superman. He doesn't know anything.
No.
And that really offends me. Because I've always said, I want my political leaders to be better than me. Smarter. Mm-hmm. Faster. You know, can do a Rubik's Cube in like 30 seconds.
Well, this guy can't even read.
I know, if he does,
I mean, you know what? I mean, most politicians will see those typos and on the fly correct them.
Yeah.
He's just plowing right through them.
By the way, MSNBC has already given this guy a show.
God.
It's on Sunday mornings right after Al Sharpton.
Here's a little more.
All across the globe. In the past few years alone, I have visited Poland, Hungary, Estonia, Russia, and Georgia.
Hungary. Yeah. That's amazing.
He's visited a place that doesn't exist.
That's right. He visited the nation state of Hungary, which is right below Fredonia. Jesus. And it's adjacent to that place where Balky lived in Perfect Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe I yanked that out of my ass. One last clip. This is Kevin McCarthy talking about grandchildren making decisions.
It had to be hundreds of thousands of their grandchildren to make that decision.
Hundreds of thousands of grandchildren to make that decision. I have no idea what he's talking about. Hundreds of thousands of grandchildren to make that decision.
We don't have the same as difficult decision.
We don't have the same as difficult decision.
But this White House is managing the decline.
That this White House is managing the decline.
This guy is an empty suit.
God damn us all.
And putting us in tough decisions for the future.
And putting us in tough decisions for the future.
Thank you.
Ladies
and God, America bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next Speaker of the House.
Yeah, who can't even speak?
That's right. The irony. He's the Speaker of the House and he can't speak. Oh, God. I mean, at least you think he could do this.
Wow! Powerful, horrible, today! Obamacare, hate law, strangles, unleashed, booming, Reagan.
He can't even do that. Well, you know, on the upside, we're going to have a lot to write about. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really want to investigate and find out what the hell went wrong with that speech. If he's just that dumb, or is just bad staff work. I mean, it could be. I mean, again, the next Speaker of the House, ladies and gentlemen. Next Speaker of the House said this.
It defies belief that the president would allow the ban on Iranian oil exports to be lifted and also stand by a Russia blackmails an entire continent, all the while keeping the place of the ban on America.
Keeping the place of the ban on America.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Something happens to the president and the vice president. We're looking at President Kevin McCarthy. Sleep tight, America. All right, we got the postmortem show coming up next for all of you Patreon subscribers. And thank you again, as always, for supporting us at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. If you sign up for $5 a month, you get the postmortem show. Sign up at $10 a month, you get the postmortem show and you get the after party. I almost forgot the name of the show that we do on Friday. If you sign up at $15 a month, you get the postmortem show, the after party, and you get a not safe for work, unbleeped, commercial free version of the show. Everyone seems to love it. Because, I mean, after all, we curse for the purposes of, you know, our Patreon people.
Right.
And this is a show.
That's why I swear.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you're going to want to hear this show without the bleeps. Today's show, especially.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be busy today.
All right. We'll see you on the after party. If you don't get the after party, we'll see you on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.